Joining us on the ticket hotline is the man of the hour, the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning and congratulations.
Well, dreams do come true, don't they?
Yes, they
do. I guess so.
Did you guys hear I got inducted into the Football Hall of Fame?
Well, yeah, of course. We watched it. We've been talking about it all morning.
Oh, I tell you, in fact, I got to tell you this. I still haven't sobered up. I had quite a weekend.
I bet.
Quite a weekend. I haven't had a night like that where I drank so much in about 2 weeks. About 2 weeks.
It had to be the pinnacle of your life.
Oh, it definitely was, and I do appreciate you saying that. It was such an honor, and I had such a good time with that party that we had up there.
Yeah.
That thing cost me about $16 million.
Yeah, that's a hard-to-believe figure, Jerry.
Well, that, you know, when you start adding it up, the napkins and the entertainment, you know, we paid Justin Timber Pond about $4 million.
Timberlake, uh-huh.
Oh yeah, that's right, he is a little bit bigger than he used to be. I Gene's bill for flowers and artwork ran me $7 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, she was trying to get she just using this as an excuse to buy more art, I think.
We should have guessed.
But she spent $2 million just transporting Sky Mirror up to the Canton so it could witness a ceremony.
I didn't know Sky Mirror was up there.
Yeah, in fact, Sky Mirror was my teleprompter. It was telling me what to say the whole time.
Okay.
We spent $100,000 on gift bags for over 1,000 people.
Okay. What was the gift?
Well, everybody got, it was like a whole basket full of stuff. Everybody got a liter of Johnny Walker Blue and a carved over and under shotgun. And,
whoa.
And everybody got a plastic hog hat that lights up. A lot of classy stuff.
Yeah, very Arkansas-centric.
Shotgun.
Right. And, of course, I spent about $200,000 on a brand new toupee made from real angel's hair.
Well, it definitely looked different, for sure.
Very expensive. Mm-hmm. And ever since I've been back to Dallas, I've taken my helicopter back up there about 4 times to visit my bust. I just can't get over it.
Yeah, wow. It's something.
Just fly right on back up.
That's a lot of trips in one day.
Yeah.
And now that I'm a Hall of Famer, I think it might be a sure bet that I'll get into the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm. I would think that's definite.
I think that was going to be done anyway, but yeah.
Matter of fact, this morning I'm going to set up a meeting with myself and figure out a good game to enshrine myself in that ring. Maybe do it on Thanksgiving. Get old Pitbull to come out and sing a few songs and then induce me into the Ring of Honor.
No, don't do that.
Somebody besides Pitbull, please.
Did you like Gene's speech?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was nice. It was a nice little video tribute.
It was pretty good. I tell you, I just had to let her give me the introduction speech because she threatened to bludgeon me again with one of my Lombardi trophies.
Goodness.
If I didn't let her introduce me.
Oh, more violence.
She's put up with my raggedy ass and listened to me tiptoe in at 3 a.m. for over half a century now. And I just love her. If for nothing else, she gave me 2 beautiful children.
Yeah. Three?
You got 3 kids.
Well, yeah, I had 3 kids, but she gave me 2 beautiful ones. And, you know, I asked Jerry Jr. to say a little something at the party that we had, but he wrote about 8 minutes of why the Transformers are so much better than the GoBots. Couldn't use a bit of it.
Isn't he a little old for that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but I can't say it around his mama. She slapped me upside the face every time I say something about him. And my speech, I know a lot of people were thinking I was going to go longer than I actually did. My speech is only 36 minutes long.
That's pretty long.
But that's still pretty good for me because I had timed it out ahead of time for about 1.5 hours.
Wow. Glad it didn't go that long.
Yeah, right. I'm glad you cut back.
I wanted to talk for another hour, but they had this sniper that had a dart gun trained on me. So I went over there going dart me and drag me off.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they do there.
I never heard that.
But some of the things I had to leave out of my speech, I had originally prepared a list of 10 ways I'm better than Jimmy Johnson. They made me cut that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They also made me cut an acoustic song I wrote about Deion Sanders. I was going to perform that.
You could have heard that.
Oh, it's a good one. And I forgot to thank a few people because I got to running so long, and I forgot to thank Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah.
You probably should have said something about Roosevelt.
My right-hand man, my girl Friday, my lookout,
right,
my beautiful black wingman. He has saved me from so many scrapes and paternity suits.
Oh, man. Jeez.
I owe him my life. You know, he's killed more enemies of mine than smallpox.
Yeah, we don't need to know that.
Yeah, don't tell us everything.
And I forgot to thank old George Duncan from right there on your program.
It's Dunham, but yes, thank you. That's very nice of you to thank me this morning.
I tell you, I don't know if you remember George, but you partied with me pretty hard in New Orleans one time.
I barely remember that. Yes, but I do.
And let me tell your partner here, this guy you work with, this George, he knows how to party.
Yep.
We went halvesies on a lady of the night.
What?
And let me tell you, old George made sure he got his money's worth.
Oh, come on.
I still don't think she can walk right to this
day. Oh, God. You guys.
Jerry. Hey, speaking of walking right, you see my Hall of Fame Nikes?
Yeah. You're walking right.
I'm still wearing them.
Good. Yeah, they're good looking.
Matter of fact, I haven't taken off my jacket or my Hall of Fame Nikes. I showered in them this morning.
May shrink.
I'm never taking this jacket off.
There you
okay.
go. That's a good idea.
I figured.
Hey, God bless you and your program there, because I think if I hadn't been a frequent guest on your show, that the Hall of Fame wouldn't have taken notice of me.
Well,
so you guys.
It's nice of you to say. I don't know if that's true. But.
And I did discover one thing.
Hmm.
Wearing a gold Hall of Fame jacket does not increase your chances with 22-year-old Hooters waitresses. Good morning.
All right, good morning. There he goes, Jerry. After a big Hall of Fame weekend.